Hello, Nerdy Legion. Thank you once again for listening to Comic Talk Today. I, as usual, am Dustin, bringing you your Comic Talk headlines for April 14th, 2020. Let's talk TV streaming. And honestly, as big as the episode is by comparison to the last episode, TV streaming is not any different. I don't know why there's not a whole lot going on. Well, I take it back. There's plenty going on. We're just not talking about new episodes of shows, because if you're watching a show, then go watch the show. If something crazy develops in Walking Dead, if something really bizarre happens, then yeah, well, that might be newsworthy. But by and large, I don't want to talk about individual episodes of shows. We'll talk about renewals of shows. We'll talk about brand new shows that are being developed. We'll talk about all of the rumors based on shows that aren't coming and might be coming and all of that stuff. All of that is fair game. But I think talking about individual episodes of shows, it should be reserved for a review show and not a news show, right? So again, if something big is coming down the pike, like the return of Maggie that we already know is happening on The Walking Dead, because we talked about it when it was officially happening, when they filmed it months ago, we talked about it then. So when something big like that happens, Maggie on The Walking Dead, I don't know if I said that, then we'll talk about individual episodes of shows, because, you know, that gets laid out. But we don't have anything like that, so we only have an announcement. Netflix has an exclusive first look contract with Boom Studios that takes place over the next 2 years, so that anything that gets optioned to be a series or a movie of any sort, live action or animated, gets to option. The option goes to Netflix first before anyone else can buy it. So we might be seeing like Mouse Guard. There's so many great Boom Studios properties that could be going movie side or series side, live action or animated series side, that in and of itself is super exciting to think about what they might be developing down the road for this contract. That's a lot of fun. But that is all we have for TV streaming, guys. Let's talk now about movies. And movies, we've got a little bit of actual news to talk about. I was pretty proud of myself when this filled out. First and foremost, we're not going to beat around the bush at all. The Mortal Kombat Legends Scorpion's Revenge movie has been released on digital as of today. And of course, I have already watched it and done a written review. After I am done filming today's news show, I will be filming a video review of the movie, so stay tuned for that on Generally Nerdy. Aside from that, you should watch it yourself. I'm just going to spoil it real quick. Not the movie, but my review. I liked it. I guess that should not come as a surprise to anybody who's been listening or watching or even really knows me. It's great. It's a whole lot of fun. Even if you were just a fan of anime, and this is a very adult animated movie. Adult meaning super violent, not adult meaning like bad taste and pointless nudity and that kind of stuff. But very, very violent and bloody. It's a whole lot of fun. If you are a fan of the mythology around Mortal Kombat, then you will have a great appreciation for this movie. I'm going to stop singing its praises, and we're going to move on to actual news. For the next piece we're touching on now is Hellraiser. We have mentioned a few times on the show that there is going to be a reboot movie for the Hellraiser franchise, and that reboot movie just got its director. David Bruckner will be the director of the reboot. Horror movie fans should recognize Bruckner's name, because he is the director that did Nighthouse. He has a couple of other credits to his name, but Nighthouse was just the most recent one, so that's really awesome. Things are still moving forward in the quarantine. I love it. I'm so glad to hear it. In that same vein, we have update on the Salem's Lot remake. Salem's Lot has also found a director, Gary Doberman, who did, if you remember, because you'll recognize the name, he did Annabelle Comes Home, the second Annabelle spinoff movie in the Conjuring spinoff series. So And if you don't know Salem's Lot, it's Stephen. It's one of Stephen King's vampire book. It's the Stephen King vampire. I can't remember. I don't read a lot of Stephen King because I think he's too wordy. Anyway, so yeah, awesome. I do appreciate the Stephen King properties, even though I'm not the biggest fan of his books. Anyway, so that's what we have there. And then our final piece in movies is, of course, has to do with Disney. We can't go for too long without talking about them. Sometimes they're the only ones that have news going on. So, yeah, what we have now is Robin Hood, the 1973 animated movie where Robin Hood is a fox, and it's honestly one of my favorite animated Disney movies. Freaking love that one. Yeah, that one. That movie is getting remade, and it's going to be remade in the same or similar vein to Lion King, only hopefully this time we'll get emotion on the faces of the animals, because it's going to be a combination of live action and CG. By and large, I would imagine it'll be mostly CG. I can't imagine they're going to dress up actual animals to look like Robin Hood and Maid Marian and so on and so forth, but I mean, it's Disney. They can do whatever they want, pretty much. They're printing their own money these days. I'm generally speaking, I'm not the hugest fan of the remakes and the live actionizing of their stuff, because I know what it is. It's just it's their attempt, or it's their doing of the they're re-upping their ownership of the property. So that's really what they do. I just love this movie so much. I'm really interested to see what they do with a quote unquote live action / CG version of this movie. So yeah, I'm definitely on board. That puts us into rumors territory, guys. So rumors, we've got an interesting one to kick things off. We've been talking about Kang the Conqueror and how we're likely going to be introduced to Kang the Conqueror in very possibly the Loki series, and then there's been rumblings that he might be the big bad going forward to some degree in the MCU. Maybe just a single phase big bad. Maybe he's the final phase 6 big bad. We don't know. We just know that there's those rumblings. Now, going along those same lines, there is a new rumor that says that not only are we going to be getting Kang the Conqueror, but he's going to be played by Kelsey Grammer. Yeah, very interesting. There are a number of rumors kicking around about Kelsey Grammer joining the MCU officially. If you will remember, he has already done a Marvel character. He played Beast for a few movies and kind of kicked ass as Beast, which was really weird to think of Kelsey Grammer as an action movie star, but there it is. It's live on celluloid, right? So that's interesting to think about. But the other rumor kicking around about Kelsey Grammer is not that he's going to be King the Conqueror, but that he is going to be the new reimagined version of Norman Osborn in the Spider-Man universe. So, I mean, technically he could potentially do both, since Spider-Man is Sony and Kang is Marvel, so it wouldn't really be the same it's probably not going to happen. I don't know why I'm talking like that. I feel like Kang would be the more interesting way to deal with Kelsey Grammer in the MCU, just based on the Kelsey Grammer's acting history. It kind of feels a little more comfortable to have him as Kang. Norman Osborn is not a bad choice for him. I just feel like Kang is a better choice. But that's what we've got there. Now let's talk about Ezra Miller. And then associated with that, we're going to talk about The Flash. But Ezra Miller, there's a number of rumors, and this is definitely not news, but there is a number of rumors that because of the news around Ezra Miller, that he's totally killed not just his career, but the entire Flashpoint movie. Because he has been such a champion of the movie, and because of his, you know, questionable reason for being in the news outside of being a movie star recently, that has just completely killed the project altogether. Also, there is a rumor that because of that, he is now being removed from the third Fantastic Beasts movie. But then there's still another rumor having to do with the Flashpoint movie that says that Warner Brothers wants to do this movie even if Ezra Miller is not a part of the project. So these two rumors kind of conflict with one another. Are we going to see a Flashpoint movie? I would be surprised at this point. I feel like the rumor that we discussed last time talking about Wonder Woman, the Wonder Woman 84 movie, kind of taking some of those big plot points that they were going to use in the Flashpoint movie and adapting them to that story. That one seems to make a little bit more sense, but I really have no great basis on that. That's just kind of the impression that I get based on a lot of the other news and such that we've been discussing. So that is that. Next, we're talking about, and this one might be my favorite piece for the entire episode, we're talking about Lando Calrissian. Yes, that one character from that one space saga movie. Lando Calrissian, there are a few rumors circulating around right now that there is going to be two, or there are at least two, series in development over at Disney Plus. So the first series in development would see Donald Glover reprise the role as Lando. It would be a spin-off from the Solo movie. So we would get Kira and Darth Maul as well in this series. Kira, once again, being played by the Mother of Dragons. So that would be freaking awesome in and of itself. Like, I loved... There were very small aspects of the Lando Calrissian in the Solo movie that I didn't like, but overall, I really loved Donald Glover doing that part. I really just think Donald Glover is kind of brilliant in anything he does, so that's probably a large portion of that. But this should happen for sure. Let's see Darth Maul in live action in series. Let's see Kira become this bad person and why we don't see her in Solo's life beyond that first movie. I want all of that to transpire on film in front of me because I think it's going to be great. And along those same lines, there is another rumor, and this is a side to the Lando portion. We'll get to the second Lando series in a second, but there is another rumor saying that not only are Kira and Darth Maul going to be in the Lando Calrissian, one of these series, but also, if it does well, they both will get a spinoff from this series. So, yeah, let's do that. At the very least, let's get a Maul series. Come on, man. How could you not do a Darth Maul series, even if the Lando series doesn't go smashingly? Like, if it just does kind of middle of the road, the Maul series would just be, like, if done correctly, could be more successful than The Mandalorian. There, I said it. All right, so the other Lando series that is reportedly in early stages of development would see Billy Dee Williams reprise the role, and it would be a spinoff from The Rise of Skywalker, where we see Billy Dee Williams and the girl at the end of the movie, who everyone is assuming is his daughter, which was very vague, though heavily implied. What was her name? Janna. There we go. So this second series would see Billy Dee Williams as Lando Calrissian take Janna, who again we all assume is his daughter, and find out her true parentage. This one seems a little more like a limited run style series, so if this does happen, very likely it'll only be like 6 or 8 episodes. Still would be a whole lot of fun because Billy Dee is always a win. Almost as much as Donald Glover is always a win. So yeah, I honestly, if both of these series make it to Disney Plus, I think that would be a huge win. I don't think both of them will make it to Disney Plus. I feel like it's a either or kind of situation because they're really big on, at least at this very instant in time, they're really big on trying to stay focused on a single part of a thing at a time, because again, that's why the Kevin Smith series got kicked to the side, because he was using way too much of the IP is what they told him. So if him using a bunch of different IPs from Disney in one series is too much, then having two series based on one IP probably is going to be a similar situation. So, This one I'm just going to pass off to you guys. Which one would you rather see? Would you rather see the young Lando series, which again seems to have more potential to go on for many years, or the old Lando series, which would give Billy Dee Williams some work for a little while? That's all we've got on that. Again, let me know in the comments or however you can get a hold of me. Let me know that. Next, we are talking about Resident Evil 4. That's right. Capcom is continuing, apparently. This is rumor at the moment, though it sounds like if we are going to see Resident Evil 4, the announcement is going to be made very, very soon that they are working on it. But Resident Evil 4 is reportedly in the works, and Dino Crisis fans are losing their minds. Sorry, guys. Resident Evil is just a better series. Dino Crisis was not bad, but Resident Evil is the cash cow for Capcom. That and Street Fighter, and Capcom doesn't need to make any other games. So that's a quickie there. And then our final piece in rumors has to do with The Mask that we have been talking about a number of times in rumors. And also we got confirmed that the character, at least, of The Mask is going to be in Space Jam. And it very well looks like it might actually be Jim Carrey playing it in Space Jam, but that's not the rumor. The rumor is that this movie is not only going to see The Rock be the villain for The Mask in this soft reboot, Lega sequel, however you want to put it. Not only is The Rock going to be the villain, but also we are going to see Cameron Diaz come out of acting retirement, because that's a thing you can do in your freaking 40s is retire when you are a famous person. So I think it sounds like, of course, the initial rumor that I read just said Cameron Diaz is coming back, but then there was other sources that are saying, well, it sounds like she's going to be a cameo at best if she comes back for this movie at all. It would be really awesome. That's the first movie she was in, so it would be kind of cool that it would be the last movie that she was in as well. I'm really not holding my breath for that. The first half of this rumor, though, The Rock as the villain, I think that's awesome. I think that is a role that is perfect for The Rock. Like, just the total cartoon. Yeah, let's see cartoon muscles come and fight with cartoon guns. That's, yes, please and thank you. That's all we have for rumors, guys. That does it for this episode of Headlines Nerds. For a more in-depth conversation on comics and comic culture, then you can jump over to nerdylegion.com and see and subscribe to all of the podcasts that we offer on the subject. Or if you want to go deeper into these nerdy bits, plus the full news show, then you can join me over on my personal YouTube channel, Generally Nerdy. Thanks for listening, nerds, and we'll see you next time. We'll be right back.